Our show is all about emotional intelligence and the emotion roadmap. And every once in a while, I like to take a moment, just kind of talk and remind you what that's about. I teach a class, a university class, and what I asked the people in my class to do this week, I've kind of narrowed this down. Consider this. My emotion roadmap is a reaction to the definition you heard George Dumigan talk about. The definition actually was my shortcut about what Mayor Salovey and Caruso had come up with. This is a little bit more extended, but I had thought, you know what they're really saying is it's the ability to identify, use, understand, and manage emotions. Again, I try to cut through and make things simple so people can use them. And if you think about identify, that's actually saying, what am I feeling right now? And what is someone else feeling that matters to me? Or someone else that I need to deal with feeling. The next part is this use of emotion, which is this idea of if what I'm feeling isn't ideal, in fact, it might be even problematic, what would be better? What would be more suited for what I'm trying to get done? In fact, what would be ideal to feel? So it's to identify what am I feeling, what are others feeling, use what would be ideal to feel for me and for others, understand emotions, which is how do I get from what I am feeling to what would be ideal to feel? And finally, if I have several different options for what might get me to the better, more ideal feelings, what am I actually willing to do and able to do? In terms of managing emotions, what am I actually willing to do, which is a very different question than what am I able to do? So if you think about that, I found that if I ask just one question, it kind of leads to the others. And what I'd like to say, what I'd like you to consider for the next month, as often as you can, is when you find yourself not feeling quite right, ask yourself, what would be more ideal to feel? What would I really like to feel?